No matter what happens this weekend, Congress will eventually move to either replace or make serious changes to the Affordable Care Act. Wyoming's congressional delegation says that should help reduce insurance premiums in the state, but that may not be the case. Wyoming saw a growth in those who have insurance under the Affordable Care Act. As Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports, current congressional fixes could do more harm than good.
Towards the end of the Wyoming legislative session, a veteran lawmaker was excited about getting rid of the Affordable Care Act. Casper Senator Charles Scott is the longtime chairman of the Senate Health and Labor Committee. Scott has always favored health care reform, especially when it comes to Medicaid, but he has called the Affordable Care Act a disaster. Scott fought for years against having the state expand Medicaid, and he was hoping that reports of getting Medicaid block grants would be great for Wyoming, because that would mean money with no strings attached.
Be able to implement health savings account, be able to put meaningful cost controls in, stop the abuse of going to the emergency room for things that are not emergencies. There's a whole list of things we can do.
Sarah Collins with the Commonwealth Fund says it's not all good news. She says the block grants might remove coverage from those who currently qualify for Medicaid. That's because the state will likely get less money. She says proposed legislation changes how basic Medicaid is funded.
Right now, they get a match from the federal government, and that grows with enrollment. Depending on how the budget cap is structured, it might be possible that the state of Wyoming would have less money to help poor and disabled people get health care.
To get the repeal and replace legislation approved, Congress is negotiating with states who expanded Medicaid. Collins says had Wyoming expanded, that low-income population probably would have gotten to keep their coverage, and the state would have been able to add work requirements and things it wanted to do. But she says there is now no appetite in Congress to let states like Wyoming expand in the future. Gillette Representative Eric Barlow predicted as much last month.
In states that expanded Medicaid, they're going to be in a different bargaining, if you will, position than Wyoming. Wyoming chose not to. And so there's going to be a limited pool of money to go around.
Which means Wyoming could have less flexibility with Medicaid dollars than those who expanded. Also, Barlow says Wyoming is a high-cost state when it comes to health care, and he's not overly optimistic that getting rid of the Affordable Care Act will change that. Blue Cross Blue Shield is the only insurance provider available in Wyoming under the federal marketplace. Wyoming's delegation is looking forward to getting a provision into the new bill that would allow residents to buy insurance across state lines and maybe provide competition. But even State Senator Charles Scott says it will not reduce costs.
The insurance companies will insist on selling insurance based on the costs where you live. And those are higher here in Wyoming because we are short on physicians, so there's no competition, because Medicare discriminates against Wyoming, because we don't have meaningful tort reform.
Another issue is that proposed legislation would do away with subsidies in favor of tax credits. Wendy Curran with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Wyoming says that will impact state residents.
Somewhere over 90% of Wyoming residents who have insurance through the health insurance exchange do receive some form of cost share reduction. That's a pretty significant bunch of people who have been reliant on the cost subsidies to enable them to have insurance.
Curran admits that eliminating some mandates could reduce costs. But overall, she says many in the healthcare community are worried that congressional action could force many in the state to give up their coverage.
That puts a burden on hospitals. It puts a burden on costs. We have cost shifting, and that ultimately puts even a higher burden on us in what our premiums are.
From a company standpoint, Curran says they're hoping that any reforms will take a while to implement so that the insurance industry can adapt. If not, that will cause problems for the insurance industry and consumers. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.